Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, as it is, you know, I like to do this from time to time, and what we do is we get a weekly recap from one of the fastest aggregators out there as far as getting news stories on the website. That would be TheTruthAboutGuns.com, and normally who I do this with and who I'm going to do it with now is the Editor-in-Chief, Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, sir.
It's not really evening, though, is it? I'm still getting used to this new time. Yeah, whatever time of day it is. In California, at what is it, KTOX, it's probably just after lunch. Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's kick this off. Chicago, I guess they were tired with only having like 60 or 70 shootings a weekend. They became overachievers, didn't they?
Yeah, they really did. They blew it out for the Father's Day weekend, and they, in terms of the number of shot and almost the number of fatalities, they equaled the last three Father's Day weekends combined. And they're not alone. We had a huge number of shootings in New York, in Los Angeles, Atlanta, a couple other cities as well. It's happening all over the country, and you're finding out, you're getting a nice little preview of what happens if and when we defund the police.
Especially in Atlanta, because they haven't defunded the police yet, but most of them walked out.
Yeah.
Calling in sick.
And, yep. You know, and the ones who are in the job are, I'm sure, extremely reluctant to be proactive at all, because the last thing they want to do is end up on film and possibly in jail with their lives ruined.
Well, I mean, with that officer, I have never seen that before, where they get out there and they're like firing him the night of the incident. No investigate. Don't they normally put them on suspend them or put them on unpaid leave or put them on desk duty? Investigate.
Yeah.
Maybe if they find something, you know, in their case, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation would roll in and investigate that, like they do in, you know, I'm sure every state has a state law agency that comes in and investigates these kind of officer involved shootings. But
and I'm sure they are in this case too. But you're right. Usually, the agency waits to find out what happened, rather than, the chief who fired him, I think, has quit himself. He's gone. The local, it's not the union, but there's an organization that supports the police. They are paying every cop in the city of Atlanta $500 as a bonus. To sort of boost morale and reduce attrition and try to keep more of them on the job. Because, as you can imagine, they're losing people. And imagine how hard it is to recruit new cops right now.
Nobody's going to want to do this.
No.
This will be generations of people that are not going to want to do this. One of the cops that was the onlooker in Minnesota basically got chased out. He made bail and he got chased out of a grocery store the other day.
Not in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. You know, I'm sure he can't leave town yet because there's a trial pending. But once you can, I mean, you know, in a different situation, I'm not sure I'd want to live in Minneapolis if I'm any one of those four
people.
He'll have
to be like Darren Wilson, right? The Ferguson cop. Was that his name? Darren Wilson. It was Darren Wilson.
I don't know where he lives now, but I bet it's not in St. Louis.
He's not being a cop either.
No, I'm sure he isn't. Maybe he's in private security or something similar. I don't know. But I'm sure he doesn't. He may have changed his name. God knows where he is. And I'm sure he has no intention of letting people find out.
Now, this guy in Atlanta, he's not going to have to worry about working anywhere after this gets done, because he will be given the keys to Atlanta. He will own Atlanta when this is done.
Do you think so?
Well, I mean, you know, I've been to, like, I've been to James Yeager's class, and James Yeager, I know he's sort of a hothead sometimes, but that's sort of a persona with him. When he's actually teaching, he's a much more level-headed person. He's ex-law enforcement. And what he recommends to his students is, if a police officer says, drop your gun, part of his class is, you drop your gun.
Absolutely.
And in the class, he's telling people, you know, if you are going to snatch at the cop's belt, you are asking the cop to shoot you.
Mm-hmm.
You're begging him to shoot you, which is, this guy, he was only out because of COVID-19. He was in jail until he got out because of COVID-19. So, you know, he beat those two officers. Well, he fought them enough to where he got away from them. Then he stole a taser. He took off. He spun on them to shoot and shoot the taser, and he got shot.
Yeah, it's at least a questionable situation. The issue that we're going to run into is if this makes it to trial, how many jurors are going to want to vote to acquit? It only takes one, of course.
Yeah.
But if you vote to acquit, God forbid that something like that happens in the Chauvin case in Minneapolis. But even in this case in Atlanta.
Well, I would imagine isn't it going to hedge on the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, what they came up with?
I would expect so. And obviously, if they come out with a ruling that it was a justified shooting and all that, that's going to change things. But think about if you're on the Chauvin jury. Is there any way you would vote to acquit? I don't even know what I know what all the facts are. Apparently, there were some health issues. Mr. Floyd had health issues, and he had a heart problem. All these things. Let's say there were extenuating, sir. There's no reason. There's nothing extenuating to put your knee on somebody's neck for 8.5 minutes. But my point is, what if there are legal aspects of the case which would cause a reasonable doubt in a juror's mind?
Well, you know, in their manual, in the Minneapolis police manual, and somebody had to show this to me on a local radio station. They emailed it to me so I could see it. That's actually part of their policy. That's part of their way of getting control, is to put your knee on their neck. So he was actually going partially by a departmental policy. Now, you're only supposed to do that till you gain control of the suspect, which they already had him cuffed when he did it. But it is in their manual, which is astonishing to me. But
that is astonishing.
That's what you get when you got a leftist government with a this guy. He should have been put out to pasture along. Chauvin was not a model police officer. He wasn't Barney Fife.
Apparently not.
Yeah, they had a really good union in place keeping him employed.
I'm sure. But if you do have a reasonable doubt, you're a juror. Are you going to want to vote to acquit and cause a riot that's going to make Rodney King look like a picnic?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Let's continue this on the other side. We're coming up on the first break. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. You know, these articles that are there, you know, all lead into what we talk about. I don't think I've ever talked to Dan about something that's not there. So 10, 15 articles a day. This is breaking news. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We are speaking with editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, Dan Zimmerman, and we're talking about what's going on in the United States. Now, I know, and I'm not looking at the page. I need to be looking at the page. Let's look at the page right quick, because I don't think on the front page, I know that you wrote an article about what happened with the Supreme Court last
week. Yes, we did.
Let's discuss that if we can, simply because I discussed this with Rob Morse. See, I've never been one to give the nine people in the black robes that much power to decide these things. But correct me if I'm wrong, because you would be much more learned of this. Most of the cases before the Supreme Court come from very serious gun control states, right?
You mean in terms of the Second Amendment cases that bubble up to them?
The Second Amendment cases that just got kicked back.
Yeah. Most of them were from New Jersey, California. There were at least three of the ten were from New Jersey. One or two, at least, were from California. One was Massachusetts. One was Maryland. So, yeah, that tends to be where those cases come from.
Now, I would expect we'll be seeing some lawsuits coming here. Well, I don't know. Maybe we won't see that, because a lot of people, I'm sure the gun grabbers out there saying, well, the Supreme Court's not going to take nothing. We do as we please. But here's the thing about this, and maybe I'm being too stringent on this, Dan, and if I am, please tell me. Should the Supreme Court, if you're going to keep generationally electing the same group that imposes gun control and high taxes and all this other draconian stuff, it's not just gun control in these states. They all have very repressive regimes in these places. Most of them are still locked down to a certain degree, aren't they?
Generally, yes.
Yeah. So should the Supreme Court, should we be all jacked up because the Supreme Court didn't take up a case from a state where the duly elected government imposed it?
Well, no, not in each discrete case. The more disturbing aspect of this is what it means in a bigger picture. What it means is clearly that Chief Justice Roberts has assumed the Kennedy chair on the court.
Sure, sure.
He's the middle swing vote, and
sure,
he's the vote that neither side can count on certain cases. And it's obvious that when they declared the New York State Rifle and Pistol case moot, Kavanaugh made a point of saying, yeah, this is moot. I don't like it, but it's moot. But there are 10 other cases up here, and we need to take one quick and clarify Second Amendment rights. So he was
sure,
more than happy to do that. What obviously happened is they didn't take it. They denied cert on all 10 of them, and that can only be because the four justices on the pro-2A side, and it only takes four to take a case.
That's right.
Made the calculation that it was more of a risk to take a case and get an adverse ruling if Roberts comes down on the wrong side than it is to just dump those cases and wait till after the election and hopefully then get a replacement for Ginsburg, for Breyer, whomever it may be, down the road.
See, when I saw that, I was a little stunned to see that they kicked all 10, right? But then again, I started looking at some of them. See, the problem with the Heller decision is the Heller decision left way too many doors open. He wrote, Scalia, weapons in common use cannot be banned.
Correct.
He also said the states can impose reasonable restrictions without outlining the types of reasonable restrictions it would be allowed. It just, you know, that kind of vagary you cannot do with the left.
Correct. However, the reason, most likely, that it was written that way was in order to secure Kennedy's vote. if it was more restrictive, if it eliminated the possibility for gun control in a lot of states that currently impose a lot of that, they might not have gotten the Kennedy vote at all. And the case might have gone the other way.
Right. And see, you're making my point. You're making my point. They're going to do that. I mean, they're deal makers, too. I mean, they want to get something out of it. They want to, I would love, wouldn't you love to go sit in there and just when they're like having a Pepsi, just be hanging out with the justices and listening to the crosstalk that goes on between them just to see what the real inside baseball would be.
Yeah, I would love to.
Yeah.
But, you know, they say that 5-4 courts, narrowly divided courts, don't make a lot of historic changes or historic moves. It's the 6-3s and 7-2s that do that.
Yeah.
We're in a 4-4-1 court right now.
Which, you know, when Trump gets reelected, I could see a 6-3 coming out of him.
Or a 7-2.
Maybe.
Justice Breyer is no spring chicken.
Yeah.
I don't know if Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to be willing or able to hang on through another 4 years. Again, this is all assuming that Trump gets elected, which right now seems at best a 50-50 proposition. I don't
know. Yeah, listen, we haven't, you know, Biden hadn't gotten out there. He's still hidden in the basement.
I know.
As soon as he gets out there and starts running that mouth,
There's ages to go until the
things election. Should tighten up real severely when he has to get out there and start.
I don't put any credence in the.
And I mean, Black Lives Matter is not going to like him. We're acting like the Bernie Bros don't exist anymore. They're not going to vote for him.
No, he is far too moderate for a big chunk of the Democrat Party right now.
Trump is out there saying law and order. I agree, we should reform, but law and order. And he, on the other hand, he's like, I'm not for defund the police, but he's not saying anything else.
He needs to clean his messaging up a great deal. It's a little
scattered,
simplistic, right?
Scattered,
now.
Smothered, and covered like at Waffle House. You hang on for me for a second. We're going into the next break, and we're speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor in chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says there's no signs that a second wave of coronavirus will happen in the United States, despite spikes in some states as states reopen.
We've got the testing procedures, we've got the diagnostics, we've got the PPE, and so I really think it's a pretty good situation.
President Trump says he supports the idea of giving Americans a second round of financial aid amid the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump telling the Scripps Television Network in an interview that he backs sending out a second check and he'll be working with Congress on a bipartisan bill. Opening the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling the Republican bill on police reforms a common sense measure. The Kentucky Republican also stressing that the operation of police departments is largely up to state and local governments. You're listening to USA Radio News. Over the weekend, the world saw the largest increase yet in coronavirus cases, according to the World Health Organization. By late Sunday, the WHO tallied more than 183,000 new cases across the world. Now, in the United States, there were just over 36,000 new cases. Regarding those cases, Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf tells Fox Business the administration is on top of things.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force is on top of all of these outbreaks, looking state by state, county by county, whether it's Arizona, Texas, Florida, a number of these states that are having hot spots, that are having those upticks. So we're surging resources, medical individuals and the like, even individuals from the Department of Homeland Security. We're surging into those areas to understand what is the cause of that outbreak and address that proactively.
Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 153 points to finish at 26-24. This is USA Radio News.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality, receiver guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, let us now, Dan, segue as we can to the Summer of Love at CHOP or CHUD or CHAZ or BIFF or whatever they're called today. Let's talk about CHOP, because now CHOP is becoming, you know, in-city shooting is becoming a thing. And I don't know. How could these guns be there?
I've got a theory for you
when we get done with all of this, too.
It's just one big block party. You can listen to the mayor.
Yeah.
It's just summer of love.
Mm-hmm. The summer of love. What do you think is going to end up with happening with this?
Well, you know, at first I thought, you know, you need to go in and clean this out and tear this all down real quick and not let them get away with this. But the longer it goes on, the more I'm signing on to what apparently is the president's approach to this, not that he has any jurisdiction immediately anyway,
right.
Of just let this thing play out. Let it devolve. Let it turn. Unfortunately, you know, there are businesses and people who live in this area. They're going to be the unfortunate victims of this. But let this thing turn into the open sewer that it is. And now we've gone 48 hours with two shootings, two wounded, one dead. I don't think these will be the last people, unfortunately, the last incidents like this. And God knows what other crimes are being committed in here that are less obvious and haven't made the papers yet. You know, robberies, rapes, God knows what. It's terrible. And it's this festering sore on the face of Seattle, which the mayor and the governor seem to be very happy to just let go on who knows how long.
Yeah. I wonder how long the police chief will be left in place when she gets when all this gets done, because although she claims to have had a change of heart, I think. I don't know exactly what happened with it.
I'm sure she knows what side her bread's buttered on, and she's not going to come out and criticize the mayor, who I'm sure is her boss, or the city council seems to be more than supportive of this whole thing too.
Right.
A number of members on the city council are even farther left than the mayor is, one of whom tried to gaslight the world yesterday, saying that the shootings in inside CHOP are really a right-wing attack on the peaceful.
Yeah, that's funny.
There.
That's funny.
You have to love that, don't you?
Yeah, that's funny. That's the outside instigators getting in. You know, I'm sure there's some outside gun rights organizers that want to get in there in that place where they try to choke out a reverend.
Yeah,
I'm sure
exactly.
Of that. Anyway, I've got a theory for you on this, though.
Okay.
I talked about this, and this is me going somewhere where I'm just trying to go, Now, do you remember Obama? You remember him, right? You remember when he said, I don't think we should have to rely on the military. We should have a civilian defense force. Remember that?
I have a vague recollection of that.
Do you remember all of the organizations like the Department of Agriculture that was buying M16s and ammo and Glocks, and the Small Business Administration bought $100,000 worth of Glocks? All of these crazy executive branch organizations that were buying guns and ammo. Do you remember that during the last two years of his?
Just about every federal government agency and three-letter operation in Washington seems to have its own tactical units.
Where did that stuff go?
I'm sure it's still there. I doubt it went anywhere. I doubt they divested themselves of any of that.
Well, you know, the other day, did you see when Raz Simone opened up the trunk to his Tesla, and he's pulling out what looked to be AR platforms, except they had carry handles on the top of them?
I saw one gun like that, yes.
Yes. Now, who on earth sells those with those hand grips anymore?
You can still buy them. You know,
but I mean, you got to ask for them nowadays. I mean, nobody makes it because it's a throwback, right? It looks like the M16A2s they issued us in the 80s when we finally upgraded from the M16A1s.
True.
When I joined the Army, my M16 still had handguards on it by the toy company Mattel. And yet, you see those kinds of weapons issued to police departments nowadays that get them off of the DOD thing where they'll give them fully automatic weapons, right? What if, and I'm just spitballing here, what if some of these weapons have found their way into the hands of Antifa?
I'm sure that Antifa is more than crafty enough to have purchased AR platform rifles and AKs on their own, just like anybody else can. Anybody without who could pass a background check, and some people who can't, can go out and buy these things. So I'm sure they've got them. Are you saying the government-owned guns are leaking to Antifa?
I'm just playing the game. When I get out here, when I want to go crazed on full on conspiracy theory, I walk it out there, buddy.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's the case. I mean, I know that.
But we don't know. We don't know where those things are. We don't know where all that stuff went.
No, I mean, I certainly don't have access to the inventories of all these agencies.
When Trump gets reelected,
the ATF has been criticized for losing track of some of their own guns.
Yeah.
So it does happen. I mean, these are government agencies, which means by their very nature, they're bureaucratic, lumbering, incompetent operations, and lots of government-owned equipment will go walkies, including guns and ammunition. Now, where that stuff ends up is anybody's guess. I have a feeling, though, that to the extent that Antifa owns firearms, I have a feeling that most of them were probably legally purchased.
I'm sure.
It's not that hard to buy them in the United States.
One thing I'll say before we go to the break, though, the longer they let CHOP have these shootings and they don't do anything about it, when they finally do decide that the summer of love is over and they need to clean that out, that's going to be a bloodbath. Every time they let this happen, they just embolden those yahoos just a little bit more.
They do, because good luck to the Seattle Police Department, who says they're allegedly investigating these shootings. You know, how are they doing that? Are they even allowed inside CHOP? My understanding is police are not exactly welcome.
No.
Mostly a cop-free zone.
Yeah. Probably an EMT cop-free or EMT-free zone as well, and fire department free zone and all these other things. So
yeah.
So, it's a messed-up situation, without a doubt. Now, for the truthaboutguns.com, I have relied upon them as a resource to go get stuff. The only time I don't use them is when I know Dan is coming on the show, and then I don't use them for maybe that day or so, so we'll have something fresh to speak about. But the reason I use them is because they truly are breaking news. When you see something that says breaking news on the website, it's probably minutes old, and that happens. You know, they get 10 to 15 articles a day. There's probably going to be two or three breaking news in there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. He is the editor-in-chief there. Let's talk a little bit about this Albuquerque thing. Every time I see the Albuquerque thing, I'm reminded of Bugs Bunny, which, of course, that just got politicized because he always takes a wrong turn at Albuquerque. But
he's always having to face a hunter with a shotgun.
That's right. Not no more. He's just going to cut his head off now. Isn't that so much more humane to be beheaded?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Anyway, Albuquerque has decided to declare all parks education facilities.
Yeah, they have. They took their cue, I think, from St. Louis. Because a few years ago, the St. Louis Zoo decided they didn't want to allow people carry firearms in the zoo. So they declared themselves an educational institution.
I would love to know. How's that going to work with a park?
That's an excellent question. Because if you read our post on that, there are all sorts of things that go along with being an educational institution that they may not have considered. Like making sure that all your people are background checked and accredited, and this is going to go to the courts. Who knows how it'll all come out? But it's just a ploy to because I believe New Mexico has a preemption law, so they can't pass a law saying that you can't carry in their parks. So what they're going to do instead is saying, well, these parks are, you know, are places of learning, in effect schools. And of course, state law already says you can't carry in a school, therefore you can't carry in a park.
Okay. So do they not actually have to teach something in that to declare it a learning facility?
I think what they're saying is that schools sometimes take their classes there to do, I don't know, nature things or whatever. However, as Carl Busjager pointed out, state law says something about when school is in session, meaning there has to be, in order to prevent the carry of firearms in those parks, there has to be some educational event going on there all the time. Otherwise, when there isn't something ostensibly going educational going on there, you should be able to carry.
Well, I mean, are they going to change the speed limit in front of the parks?
I don't know.
Well, they're supposed to if it's an educational facility.
And if it's an educational facility, does that mean the federal ban on carry within 1,000 feet of a school takes carries or goes into effect as well? This is a nightmare. It's a mess.
These leftist yahoos never know what they're getting into when they say
this stuff. I know. I think that the city is going to end up in court. They're probably going to use all kinds of taxpayer funds for legal fees to defend this legal abortion, and it will probably not go well, although you just don't know. There's no telling in the courts these days.
No telling in the courts these days. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, with schools, don't they have to have restrooms?
You would think. I'm sure there are some code requirements for any educational institution.
Right.
I don't know if their parks have public restrooms. Some of their parks just may be parks, you know, not big enough to have a
restroom.
Sanitary facilities. Yeah. I don't know how it works there.
And what about don't they have to be secured? I mean, if you look at today's schools, they look more like prisons to me than they do schools.
Yeah, maybe they'll have metal detectors at the entrance to parks and have to fence them all off. I don't know. Clearly, they didn't think through this whole process when they did it. The mayor is going to end up having to defend this, and good luck to him with that.
Are they having issues in the parks of Albuquerque? I mean, I would think if they are, we'd hear about it, right?
Yeah, I'm not aware that they are. I think somebody got the bright idea. They read what happened up in St. Louis and that they got away with it up there somehow. And they said, hey, let's do the same thing down here. And then, of course, we had the shooting outside the museum in Albuquerque last week where there's people demonstrating against the conquistador statues and talking about yanking those down. And apparently there was some Antifa people who were attacking another guy, and one guy shot a couple of other people. I assume that the museum is on public property. I'm guessing that they're going to probably claim the same thing, and that the museum is now an educational institution as well, and you can't carry there. So it's probably just all an outgrowth of that whole situation.
Yep. Well then, I haven't even gotten into the statue thing. I'm going to try to stay out of the statue thing simply because some of this stuff is just so silly. Getting out there and acting like, well, of course, if you behead the bunny wabbit, that's so much better than if you shoot the bunny wabbit and all this other stuff. All of these little, and I mean, it's getting to the point now to where everything is so much jacked into virtue signaling, and you know they're tearing down statues of Grant.
Oh, you mean the general who defeated the Confederacy?
Those guys.
And in effect, freed the slaves.
Those guys. They're going after Washington and all these because they owned slaves. But you know, and I don't really have time to go into this. The slave trade still occurs today out of Africa.
Of course it does.
And I don't know why, right now I think the entirety of gun control organizations, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa should all head for the inner city of Chicago and show us how to quell that combat that is obviously going on down there. Because there's some stuff where apparently black lives don't matter.
No, and that's where you could save a lot of lives if you really care about saving the lives of black people in this country. Is in inner cities in places like Chicago and St. Louis and Baltimore,
right.
And Oakland. If you really want to save black lives, that's where you do it.
Gotcha. Anyway, as we're coming up on the end of the hour. I found something out the other day.
What's that?
I found out all these times that I've gone to all these events and everything, my back kills me so much I can't walk. I found out I have something called spinal stenosis. And then I found out.
That doesn't sound like fun.
At first I was, John Adine of the DRGO, he was telling me, well, they're going to have to open you up. But then I found, like, the Mac Daddy chiropractor in the state of South Carolina. And now I can walk. One of my legs was 3 inches shorter than the other.
Wow. So he fixed you up, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm good to go.
Good to hear.
Yeah. I'm quite pleased with that. I might actually get to train. I love walking. Walking is just stupendous, Dan. It's going to be wonderful. Anyway.
Walking is a good thing.
I haven't even, we're going to run out of time. We'll have to pick that up another day. But the truthaboutguns.com T-tag or thetruthaboutguns.com, you can find them at that website. You will find articles covering the entire spectrum of the gun industry, the gun world, the gun culture, whatever it is. You'll find out why you should carry a gun when you carry in the house. You'll find out what just happened in New Mexico. You'll find out what's happening in Chud or Chop or whatever they're called today. And they'll keep you abreast of what the latest name is as well. Thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.